This is Stuart. This is runway 27 here. The airplane's sitting in position to take off. We've thrown some weather up here. Now we can simulate any kind of weather. We can snow and winds and all those kind of things. We can do nighttime, daytime kind of scenarios. So
that's Lieutenant Colonel Steve Grant speaking from the cockpit of the C-17 training system. It's the latest addition to Stuart Air National Guard Base, home of the 105th Airlift Wing of the New York Air National Guard. He says training in such a simulator is important preparation for the strategic airlift mission of the C-17.
To be able to practice in the simulator and get it wrong in here and try it again until I get hone my skills, so that way when I'm required to do it in Afghanistan and some little runway there, I've done it, I've seen it, I'm familiar with it, and I'm comfortable with it.
Republican State Senator William Larkin, an Army veteran, wanted to have a look and made his way into the simulator's cockpit.
These are different than tanks, you know that?
He says when air crews from elsewhere eventually come to train in the C-17 simulator at Stuart, the surrounding communities could benefit from dollars spent in stores and restaurants. Colonel Matthew Godfrey is vice commander of the 105th Airlift Wing.
The state-of-the-art simulator allows the crews to be trained for just about any eventuality that come up on the airplane. And it does it in a way that that nobody's going to get hurt. And it saves thousands and thousands of dollars over having to do the training in the actual airplane that leaves the airplanes available to fly actual missions supporting the state or the nation, and frees up the mechanics from having to fix the airplanes as often from the crews flying them.
And that, he says, cuts down on maintenance costs, conserves fuel, and lessens the noise impact on the community. With the C-17 simulator, crews from Stuart no longer have to make the trip to McGuire Air Force Base in Trenton, New Jersey for training. Stuart is now one of 12 U.S. Air Force installations to have the C-17 training system. The only one outside the U.S. is in Australia. Dan Kelly is vice president of L3 Link Simulation and Training, the prime contractor for the U.S. Air Force's C-17 training program. He says Stuart is one of the smaller installations to have the simulator and is the second Air National Guard installation. He notes the C-17 training program is the largest training program in the Air Force. Scott Langman, senior program manager for the C-17 training system, says L3 will be training all the crew members with the 105th Airlift Wing at Stuart, supporting 550 simulator training missions a year.
They'll be prepared to execute their mission safely. That's the key thing. They can practice the worst scenarios imaginable here in the simulator, do it safely, and if they ever have to counter that or deal with that in the aircraft, they can work their way through it, get the aircraft back on the ground safe.
He says the C-17 simulator at Stuart is worth about $30 million. The first actual C-17 plane arrived to the Stuart base in the summer of 2011, which, as Colonel Godfrey points out, is proof of the base's importance.
And then to have the simulator here just affirms our position that the crews are going to get trained, the airplanes will be here, and the base will be able to continue its mission for a long time.
Lieutenant Colonel Grant mentions another advantage of the C-17 simulator.
So this already is allowing our younger pilots to get a lot more skill building sets that they wouldn't get. They might fly once or twice a month in the regular jet. Now they can come here and they can fly almost. We have wing option time, which is Air Force time. They can fly in here every day if they wanted to.
The Stuart Air National Guard Base has 9 C-17 planes. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.